7 minutes after the first officers arrived on scene.
Lives would have been saved.
Perhaps including Lexi Rubio's, whose mother Kimberly said on KSAT she's frustrated the department's long report does not name the officers.
My child, their children, they are named in this report because they are dead. Everybody should have been named.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Iowa, a judge sentenced a 19-year-old man to 65 years in prison for killing two students at a Des Moines alternative school a year ago and injuring the program's founder. Preston Walls was convicted of second-degree murder and voluntary manslaughter. A bill that would fund federal agencies into March is headed to the president. It passed the Senate overwhelmingly, while in the House, about half of Republicans joined with Democrats to pass it 314-108. President Biden is closing in on a Senate deal on border security and Ukraine funding, a last sticking point, humanitarian parole. And Shelley Adler reports the columnist who sued Donald Trump for defamation faced cross-examination in a New York courtroom.
A Trump attorney tried to show the jury that E. Jean Carroll has achieved the fame, if not fortune, she desired after the publication of a memoir accusing Trump of raping her. Carroll responded, quote, "No, my status was lowered. I'm partaking in this trial to bring my own reputation and status back."
And Hunter Biden has agreed to appear before House Republicans for a private deposition next month. He'd been insisting on testifying publicly. This is AP News. With bitter cold gripping much of the country, volunteers have been trying to help those stuck out in it. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Multiple deaths have been linked to a storm system that blanketed the United States with snow, ice, and bitter cold temperatures. In Tennessee, Will Compton, who's an outreach specialist for Open Table Nashville, was out canvassing the city's downtown.
People who are poor and people who are homeless are getting hit the hardest. Branches of the public library have been closed, which is an essential day shelter.
62-year-old Aaron Robinson, who walks with a cane, caught a ride with Compton to a warming shelter.
It's all good, though, means. Thank God for people that try to help people in the street, you know. That's a blessing, you know. That's a real blessing.
More wintry weather is expected. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Thank you, Lisa. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Snow in the forecast for tonight, ranging from a half inch to a couple of inches across the WRCO listening area, a low of 1 degree below zero. Friday, partly cloudy, a high of 13. Friday night, partly cloudy to clear and cold, a low of 4 below zero. Saturday, 10, sunshine to partly cloudy and cold. Sunday, 20 for a high. And Monday, 32, with a 40% chance of a light wintry mix overnight.
Looks no good sitting on a shelf. Your hands in your pockets ain't no kind of help. Painting with no pain ain't got much to do. And I ain't no good without you. Can't sing a song that ain't got no words. Sees just a seed till you're dropping in the dirt. A church ain't a church without some people in the pews. And I ain't no good without you. Without you I'd be just another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunsets all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. I sound crazy but baby it's true. Ain't no good without you. Just a bench without a river to flow. It's hard with no strings, no, you won't play a note. You can't sink the air ball if you ain't got the cue. And I ain't no good without you. Without you I'd just be another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunset's all black and white, you put the tide out. Sound crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you. Oh, I don't know what I'd do.
just be another same old plain old son of a gun. No shotgun, soul, no roller. I'm chrome, no motor.
Sunsets on black and white. You put the tide out in my life. Might sound crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you.
She leads me on, but I let her. hot, son.
She's so hot, hey, what's not to love? Heaven's little devil's got me all messed up. She's a little heartbreaker and I'm her fool. She's so hot, it's hard to be cool. Yeah, it's hard to be cool. Yeah, it's hard to be cool. She's so hot.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
My arms.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. It's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping around my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping around my back stairs. I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roy.
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. My buddy Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year, I swear, for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none.
my place is on these small town roads. Cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
Is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Away up is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand. Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
Way up north, way up north, way up.
Thank you ever so much for making us a part of your Thursday evening get-together from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and we are always on the free Civic Media app. 7:25, we're at 11 degrees right around the corner. We'll have River Valley at Richland Center girls basketball. Just speaking with Phil, and he wanted to let us know that the JV game's going a little long, so the varsity game will start a little later. We'll keep you informed. We'll have it right here. Dual wrestling action. It was Ithaca over Middleton in their first duel of the night. Ithaca 48, Middleton 33.
Snow in the forecast for tonight, ranging from a half inch to a couple of inches across the WRCO listening area, a low of 1 degree below zero. Friday, partly cloudy, a high of 13. Friday night, partly cloudy to clear and cold, a low of 4 below zero. Saturday, 10, sunshine to partly cloudy and cold. Sunday, 20 for a high. And Monday, 32, with a 40% chance of a light wintry mix overnight. Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. Saturday night, I'll be on the bench, just like the old days, when the Green Bay Packer Radio Network takes over. I'll be imagining a broadcast from the doghouse, where I am currently located. Squirt, move over. You're going to scratch my Petula Clark record. There we go. Those were today's NWRCO Saturday Night is sponsored by Jay's Pedal Center, Jay's Egg and Turf Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, along with A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Center Cinema Twins, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales. We'll join you next Saturday night with another Saligol Rock and Roll Show on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to High School Sports. Tonight, the River Valley Blackhawks are at Richland Center for the Hornets' home game in area girls basketball from the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. We'll hear from the coaches of both teams coming up, and we'll update you on the area high school sports schedule during tonight's Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
The area schedule this evening has Cooley Christian playing at Weston in area boys basketball. Ithaca is at Seneca, Cassville at DeSoto, Wautoma at Mauston, Nisida at Waniwak Center, Brookwood at New Lisbon, Royal at Hillsboro, Cashton at Bangor. Wisconsin Dells travels to Nakusa, Westby at Kickapoo, and North Crawford is at Southwestern. In area girls basketball, Schulzburg at Potosi, Cassville, Iowa Grant at Mineral Point, Darlington is at Riverdale, and Southwestern at Boscobel, Baraboo at Portage, River Ridge at Belmont. Wazika Steuben is at North Crawford. And in the Southwest Conference girls basketball race, Prairie du Chien at Platteville, Lancaster at Dodgeville, and River Valley is at Richland Center.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Looking for an authentic Mexican restaurant that's affordable and delicious? Check out Los Amigos at 100 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center. You'll find the best authentic Mexican food in the area. Happy hours Monday through Thursday with specials on all tap beer. Wednesdays, buy one, get one free on all margaritas. Los Amigos offers catering, curbside, carryouts, delivery, dine-in, and gift cards. Call 383-0684 for Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant, downtown Richland Center. Find them on Facebook.
You work hard to make sure your family has everything they need. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family will have the help they need to maintain their quality of life and pursue their dreams. Get the peace of mind you deserve by protecting what matters most.
Contact Michael Olson Agent or Melanie Olson Office Manager at the Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
River Valley coach Daryl Parrish joins us. Daryl, as you get to this point in the season, does it seem like it should be past the halfway point of the schedule or not?
Yes. We I think because we had such a long break,
around the holidays because we had some games canceled and we had Peck Argyle consolidated. So it kind of, we got a couple of days out. So it does seem like it's way past the halfway mark, but we're glad we're back into it where we're playing almost every other day. It's pretty good.
I know you're working on a few technical things during the holiday break. Did you make some progress in practice and kind of get things like you wanted to?
I think so. We're doing a better job of getting up the floor. We still have to slow ourselves down. We're trying to slow ourselves down because we're going just a little bit too fast and then we're having a little bit more turnovers than I would want us to have.
Last time against Richland Center, Daryl, you got off to a really fast start, and I'm guessing that's going to be key in tonight's game too, isn't it?
Yes, we told the girls they have to come out fast and then don't take the foot off the pedal and see what we can do and see if we can duplicate what we did last time.
You've got some underclass people that are really playing well for you and kind of stepping up. Do you see that maturity on the court?
Yeah, I do. I see that they're not that they ever were afraid, but now everybody is taking, being more confident in the offensive end. So that's where we needed the production because, like we said earlier this year, we had lost about 85-87% of our scoring from last year. So the girls are slowly working their way up, but we're trying to get more confidence in our offensive end of the court.
And I think that's kind of what Richland Center is looking at. Sometimes you want that person to step up. Sometimes it seems like the players are almost afraid to shoot, aren't they?
Yeah, it's because last year you had one person you could count on, two people you could count on last year, and so you kind of took second. You were the second choice, as to speak, or third choice, as they say. But now they're learning that they have to be the number one choice. Everyone has to be the number one choice to get back up to where we're scoring the 40s, 50 points a game.
You've not had an easy schedule. You've played some tough teams this year, haven't you?
Yes, we have. I think we've played Lodi, we've played Paradouchine, we've played Platteville. They're all very strong teams.
I think right now, again, it's just building confidence, and this would be a big one tonight if you can get it, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. It would help us get a good start on the second half of the season. As you said, we're rolling through the second half of the season, and this should give us an impetus to start a positive note. Starting this year in the middle of January and see where we can get in the next month.
Lots of teams have kind of gone through a little phase of sickness. Is the team kind of on the other side of that right now, Daryl?
Yeah, we've done a pretty good job. We've only probably lost a couple of students to illness this year. That's pretty good for us, I think.
And as far as getting better here, what are some things you're really going to strive on as you get toward the rest of the season here, Coach?
It's the whole deal for us is to slow down and make good decisions and not make as many turnovers as we have in the past and then knock down some shots. But the main thing is to slow down so that we don't have as many turnovers as we have in the past.
Sounds good. Good luck as you get ready for Richland Center tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Daryl Parrish joining us at WRCO Sports.
It is normal for women to feel nervous about cervical cancer screenings, but screening for HPV, a virus that can cause cervical cancer, takes less than 5 minutes and can be done at home or by your primary care provider in a standard exam room. Testing for HPV and participating in regular pap exams can help you find cervical cancer in the early stages and access prompt care. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we are committed to supporting you on every step of your individual health journey.
Buying a new home, selling, refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show continues. Earlier this week, I talked to Alec Adson of the Richland Center girls basketball team.
It's good to see that we've had, I think, and the other coaches feel this too, that we've made some progress and getting players to be more confident. So,
you play River Valley. This is a second time around, and I know last time was a disappointing game. What were some things they did that maybe kind of kept you off your stride a little bit?
Yeah, Valley shot really good from the three-point line to start out, and you know they got out to like a 20, I think it was a 23-2 lead, and we just couldn't fully recover. The second half we did play better. I think we scored 17, or we might have even outscored them, like 24-17, something like that. But we just got off to a slow start. So if we can get a hand on their three-point shooters, I think we'll have a chance.
You started well against Dodgeville. You know, it's hard to keep up that pace, but, you know, if you can kind of bottle that up and store it, you got a shot to try and stay in the game a little longer, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I thought, yeah, the first 4 or 5 minutes we played very well against Dodgeville. We are looking at, like, trying to work for more high-percentage shots, so I'm hoping with practice this week and last week, that our offense will be a little more polished and we'll be able to hang with teams a lot longer and kind of control the tempo more. We want to slow it down a little more and really work for those high percentage shots.
Sometimes it looks like your team, you know, they're almost too nice. Like everybody wants to pass the ball and nobody really wants to shoot. You know, you need that person to step up, don't you?
Right. Yeah. We're definitely still looking for that playmaker. I've never seen or helped coach a team that's more unselfish than this team. It's good. It's awesome. But also at the end of the day, we need someone to step up and take lead and get in the scoring column in order, you know, to stay in these games and win a few games. So.
You have the game with River Valley at home on a Thursday night, and anything else special going on with this one, Alec, on Thursday?
Yeah, it's teacher appreciation night. So the players get to select a teacher that's been influential to them, and we will announce the player and that teacher between the JV game and the varsity game. And have them walk out together. But we'll also have any teacher there stand up and we'll give a round of applause to two. So, yeah, Teacher Appreciation Night is this Thursday.
Right now you just want to try to gain some confidence and staying in the game. Having a close game against River Valley would be a step in the right direction, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Like I told the girls last night, we just need to come focused and come right out of the gate playing solid defense and getting our offense working fluently and looking for that open person in a high percentage area.
That's Richland Center girls basketball coach Alec Adsit. That's it for the pregame show on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, hello everyone. Welcome to girls basketball tonight. Hornets and River Valley renew the old rivalry this year, and River Valley winning the earlier matchup, as we told you in the pregame show. River Valley on that opening night of conference play won by a score of 62-21. So the second time around for these two teams. A year ago, Richland Center lost to River Valley 48-47. And lost to them 64-60. So River Valley's been on a little bit of a roll here in the last couple of years. And Coach Darrell Parrish's team looking to try and extend that here tonight. Earlier, River Valley was a winner in the junior varsity game. The final score was 61-22. River Valley with the win. As Coach Alec Adsett mentioned, it is Teacher Appreciation Night. And that's always a very inspirational night, as each of the varsity players were introduced with a teacher that has made a difference for them. Some of them go back to maybe some early years, all the way back to pre-K, and then some of them are current teachers, homeroom teachers or whatnot. But it was a real pleasure to see that. And some of the teachers that were honored tonight, they actually honored all teachers in the stands for both sides that were here and in attendance at the game this evening. The starting lineups will be introduced for the folks that have gathered here, and we'll share those with you wherever you're listening tonight. In a moment, we'll have tonight's national anthem, a singing rendition of that. So we'll be joining the center court in just a little bit. Hornets led by Chloe Darling, averaging nearly 7 points per ball game. Carly Meaden averaging a little over 5.5 as well. Jory Schultz averaging 3.6 points per ball game. Right now to Honor America, we will go to the center of the field house here tonight for tonight's national anthem. National anthem sung by members of the Richland Center High School Choir under the direction of Liz Niemeyer, and it looks like all of them involved in the Richland Center girls basketball program. It looks like six of the seven are players, so that's pretty impressive and amazing. Nice job tonight. Our starting lineups tonight, first of all, for the visiting River Valley Blackhawks, number one, junior Karina Osborne. Number two, Addie Lilla, who's a senior. Brooklyn Stokes, number five, a sophomore. Alexis DeVinny, a junior. And also Lydia Willoughby, who is also a junior. For Richland Center, freshman, number five, Ella Weiss. Also number 12, a freshman, Kylie Burns. Chloe Darling, who is a junior, wearing number 15. Jory Schultz, number 20, a sophomore. And Carly Meaden, a junior, wearing number 23. Tip-off time is next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039. That's 608-604-6039. Or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Hello, Ice Jump Center against Alexis Davini, and the tip is controlled by River Valley, and we are underway. Blackhawks bringing it here to the near side right away. A shot from the left wing, and it is good. They start just like they did last time against the Hornets. Brooklyn Stokes nails a three. It is 3-0. Richland Center basketball. Chloe Darling on the left side feeds it to Ella Weiss at the high post. Bounce feed to Schultz in the corner. She'll dribble up, looks to the inside, and now fires toward the free throw line. Meaden, now Weiss meets it on the right wing. Feeds Meaden down low, now back to Ella Weiss. Left side now, they will quickly reverse it there for Schultz. Over to the right side, now back it comes to Burns. Kylie gives it back to Meaden. Top of the wheel, Hornets to Darling. She'll shoot a three for the tie, and no good. Tipped around, and the last touch by the Blackhawks. It will be Richland Center basketball. Our game tonight engineered by a new guy, Adam Hess. So he's back in the studio. We appreciate him. And the ball comes in play, and Ella Weiss has the basketball. 3-0 River Valley. Hornets are going to turn it over on an over-and-back high pass, taking Carly Meaden into the backcourt. So River Valley will have the ball at the midcourt line. Blackhawks sending it inbounds here from the near side. Team leaders, including Brooklyn Stokes, averaging nearly 10 a game. Kareen Osborne, a little over 8. And Alexis Divini, averaging a little over 4 points per ball game. River Valley setting it up. Down low, now they'll kick it out. Here's a 15-footer, rims off there for Divini. And the rebound by Meaden. And the Hornets flying with it the other way. They'll slow it up now, set up the offense. Chloe Darling gives it off to the near side, held there by Burns. Kylie takes a one-on-one low and a shot no, but a foul is called. So the Hornets will go to the free throw line on a River Valley foul. This is on Lydia Willoughby. At the line, Kylie Burns. Hornets in search of their first win this year. Free throw on the way, and this one is no good. They will get one more. Second throw in a moment. Three-man officiating crew handling the duties tonight. Again, free throw is good. So the Hornets are on the board. It is 3-1. River Valley will orchestrate from our right to our left. Addie Lilla across the half-court line. Out to meet it is Davini. Left wing, passes right wing. Lilla, ball fake, drives, nothing. Ball speed to the baseline. And through the hands of Davini and out of bounds. Pass was a little bit low, and the Hawks turn it over. Crystal Center basketball. Whistle for, looks like, was there a substitute that was going to make her way in? So right now, they'll do some checking at the midcourt line. And I think there's some water to mop up as well. So they'll get that cleaned out. All right, we're ready to roll. Little snow out there happening tonight, so be careful. Little snow on top of some already packed roads. That could cause some problems. Have to get the chains out for the mighty vibe. Meaden gets the ball. Hornets bring it near side. Burns for a three on the way. No good. Out of bounds. Meaden tried to save it. Did. Into Osborne of River Valley. And Karina brings it across half court. Slips it off to the left side. Davini for three on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets on the weak side. Jory Schultz, 3-1. River Valley in the lead. Schultz needs someone to pass to. Goes to Burns. And now Meaden. Meaden back to Burns. Now to Weiss. Off to the right side. Schultz throws it inside. Meaden posts up. Weiss, top of the key. Three. Got it. And the Hornets take the lead. Ella Weiss nails the three. It is 4-3. RC. River Valley basketball across the timeline. Osborne over to the wing, uses a screen and a traveling called on River Valley. That'll put it back in the hands of the Hornets. Meaden and Darling will put it in bounds from the backcourt. No pressure from River Valley. And Carly Meaden walks it across half court. Stops, fires off to the right side. Now Burns looks low, gives it back to Meaden. Carly, top of the circle. Back to Weiss on the right wing. Give and go. Meaden down low. Shot no, but a foul called. And Carly Meaden goes to the free throw line. Foul marked on number two, Addie Lilla. That's the second foul on the visiting Blackhawks tonight. And a free throw for Carly Meaden. Takes a look. This one in the air, and it is short. She'll get one more in for River Valley. A line change. Three new players. No, five new players. Lucy Spahn and Grace Morey, Ella Hillebrand, and Heidi Heglin into the lineup. Here comes the second throw in the air, and Meaden cans this one. So Meaden makes it good, and the ball comes in play. Alana Merritt is the other player that came in, so five new Blackhawks on the floor. It is 5-3, Richland Center. Blackhawks set it up from the left wing. Bounce feed inside, knocked down by the Hornets. Picked up again by River Valley. Heglin feeds Spahn. Lucy drives, tough shot, got it. Nice move by Lucy Spahn. So the Hornets and Blackhawks here in a good one early on. 15 minutes remaining in the first half of action. Tied at 5. Richland Center down to the corner. There's Darling. Chloe gives it back to Carly Meaden. Feeds it inside. Now kicking it out is Burns. Darling, three on the way. No good. Rebound Heglin on the run. Heidi taking it downtown. It's booted out of bounds by the Hornets. It will be River Valley basketball on the end line. Both teams showing some good fire here early on in this one tonight. Both boys teams will be in action tomorrow night. River Valley wrestling team in action tonight for a meet. River Valley turns it over on the inbound. High pass goes into the stands, and the Hornets get it back. Ithaca Weston is at River Valley tonight. They have defeated Middleton 48-33 in the first match tonight. Adam Hess should get us some other scores, it sounds like, maybe a little later on as that one transpires. Pass comes in. Meaden driving on the near side. Feeds it high post. That's Burns. Back to Meaden. Cross court, left side, Burns. Inside Weiss, 15-footer on the way, no good. And throwing off a River Valley player, Chloe Darling. Nice play. It'll be Richland Center basketball. 5-5 game, 14-12 remaining in the first half of area girls basketball. And the pass comes in to Weiss. Ella in the corner. Now they'll reverse it quickly. Schultz to Meaden. Back to Schultz. Jory holds the ball back to Meaden, and she is fouled by River Valley. Foul will be called on Ella Hillebrand. That will be her first and the team's third. So the Hornets will have the ball near the bench. Inbounder from the near side looking, and we'll get it in. Schultz grabs it down low. Burns makes a move down to Darling. Darling is trapped in the corner. Back it goes to Burns. Kylie's pass deflected, and now Hillebrand gets a jump ball with Carly Meaden. The Hornets will take it back on the arrow. Hornet boys team on the road tomorrow night at Lancaster, and the River Valley boys team will be on the road at Prairie du Chien. Long road trips for both tomorrow. Hornets bring the pass in play, trying to take back the lead. Inside now to Burns. Kylie drives, kicks to the corner. That's going to be Meaden. Over to the far side, Darling. Ball fake, drives low and double-teamed, and now it's knocked away. Picked up by Lucy Spahn of River Valley. Up ahead now, Merritt in the front court. Heglin, left side, kicks it out. Three on the way, River Valley. Rims off for Morey, and the rebound, River Valley. Pulled down by Merritt. Back to Spahn, and now a runner on the way. No good for Grace Morey, and the ball is out of bounds off of the Hornets. It will be River Valley basketball on the end line. The inbounder will be Heidi Heglund. Heidi looks, fires it in play, caught here by Merritt. Skips it back to Hillebrand. Hillebrand back to Heglund from the corner. Jumper on the way, no good. Rebound Richland Center. And getting out of the trap is Jory Schultz. Gives it back to the middle of Carly Meaden. Hornets push it. Four on three. Left side, Darling. They'll slow it up. Set the O off to the left side. Now Darling on the baseline is trapped. Fires it back out to Schultz. Jory. Now Meaden. Ella Weiss, right side. Baseline, Darling. The Hornets trying to get one inside. Hillebrand knocks it away. Now Darling picks it up. drives, nothing, kicks it out. Meaden for three, no good. Rebound by Lucy Spahn, who comes out of the crowd with the ball. Up to Merritt, double team, knocked away, picked up by Richland center. Kylie Burns gets the steal, and the Hornets take it the other way. Jory Schultz on the left wing, back to the right wing, Carly Meaden. Schultz gets it back on the bounce feed. Looks for a cutter on the inside. Leaves it off for Weiss. 15-footer is on the rim and good. Ella Weiss has 5 early points, and the Hornets lead 7-5. 12-16 remaining. First half. Hawks basketball. Hillebrand, free throw line left. Down to Spahn. She is trapped down deep. Shot blocked by Weiss. Spahn gets it back in the lane. 3 seconds call. It'll go back to the Blackhawks into the game. River Valley bringing back 5 new players. Hornets bringing Ava Martin in for the first time tonight. And for River Valley, it looks like some of the original, not all of the original starters, are back into the lineup. Meaden, left side. Schultz, guarded closely by Lilla. Back to the near side, Meaden. Now to Vinny. On the left side, knocks it down. Picked up again by the Hornets. Meaden on the right side, grabs it near the scorer's table, gets around the defender, throws it now to Burns. Burns inside for Weiss. Picked off by Willoughby. Lydia brings it off toward the Blackhawks. They're going fast break. Down deep, tough shot. Goes for Elizabeth Kostomski. Seeing her first action, that makes it 7-7. We're all tied up, 11:25 remaining in a competitive first half. Meaden on the left side, on the wing. Back to the right side, Schultz for Weiss, who is double-teamed, and a jump ball call. Nice sportsmanship. Kostomski helps her up. And Louis River Valley ball on the arrow. Into the game for the Hornets, Addie Borg. Hornets and the youth movement. Borg, Weiss, Burns, and Martin, all freshmen, and sometimes they're out there together. Pass goes down low. Tough shot for River Valley. Willoughby scores. And the Blackhawks lead it by a score of 9-7. 11 minutes remaining in the first half. Borg fires to Weiss. Now to the near side. Ball fake. There's Meaden. Borg drives closer. Nothing. Bounce feed low. Knocked down by River Valley. Picked up by the Hornets. They'll feed it to Weiss. Turnaround 15-footer on the rim. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Willoughby. And the Blackhawks will cruise the other way. Right side Lilla. Baseline. Reverse lay in. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets. Ava Martin. Ava bringing it all the way coast to coast. Goes down deep. Trapped now by the Blackhawks. Fires to the corner. Weiss. High post. There's Burns. Kicks it out. Meaden for three. On the rim. No good. Rebound by River Valley's Karina Osborne. Osborne across the half-court line. Fires it low. Fast break River Valley. Shot no by Lilla. Foul called on the loose ball. That'll be against River Valley. Crash board. It's on number one, Karina Osborne. River Valley leading the 4-0 early on in this one. 9-7. They lead on the scoreboard. That's the place that matters. And Meaden brings it. Left side. Held by Borg. Back to Meaden. Top of the circle. Bounce feed to Weiss. Weiss is double-teamed. Fires right side. Knocked loose by River Valley. Osborne with a steal. Out to Kostomski. Takes a shot. It's blocked. And she's going to be called for traveling. The Hornets will get it back into the game for the Hornets. Number 55, Libby Rulin. Libby is a junior. And the Hornets on the offense. River Valley back into a 2-3 zone. Meaden crosses the timeline. Meeting the pass is Martin. Back to Meaden. Ball tapped away. Picked up inside by Burns. She'll shoot and score!